بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله. We are now on the 25th part of discussing spiritual discourses, and we are focusing our attention on the evil aspects of pride. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, "No Muslim shall hold in contempt another Muslim as he who is small amongst the Muslims is great near Allah Ta'ala." The sage Wahhab said, "When Allah created Adam, he looked to him and said, 'You are unlawful for every proud man.'" Muhammad bin Hussein said, "Whenever something of pride enters into the mind of a man, whether it is small or great, his wisdom to that proportion is reduced." Suleiman was once asked, "Is there any sinner whose virtues do not do him any benefit?" He said, "A proud man." Let us analyze these beautiful, wise, profound, deep meaning sayings. See, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that no Muslim shall hold in contempt another Muslim as he who is small amongst the Muslims is great near Allah Ta'ala. Now this is actually the root of the concept of pride, that when a Muslim he holds in contempt, he looks down upon another Muslim. When a Muslim has this quality of superiorness in him, he feels I'm high, the other person is low. He feels I'm on a pedestal, the other person is down. He feels I'm top, on top, the other person is down. He feels I know, that other person does not know. He feels I'm better, the other one is worse. He feels I'm more wealthier, the other one is not. See, to have a quality is not a bad thing. But to think this quality makes me better than the other person, that's where the difficulty arises. Understand this very clear, respected listeners. To have a quality is not bad. For example, a person is a good writer. It's a good quality. He can use it for the service of Deen. But to look down on someone else and say, "That person cannot write, I am better. That's where the difficulty arises. A person is a good orator. He can use it for the service of Deen. He should not say, "You know, the other one cannot orate." And generally, the taqabul, the comparison, or the problem arises not with an orator and a wealthy man, not with a writer and a person who has got a mansion. No. It will arise with the people who have got similar qualities. It will arise with the person who's got a flashy car. He'll compare it to someone else who got a flashy car. It will arise with the person who's got a mansion to another person who's got a luxurious house. It will arise with a person who is a writer to another person who is a prolific writer, who's a proficient writer. It will arise with a person who's an orator, with another person who's also a good speaker. So it will be between orators, it will be between writers, it will be between people who got knowledge, it will be between people who got money, who got wealth, position. One person would say, you see my organization? I run it better than the other one. You see, I am president. The other president of that organization, he can't do what I can do. See, I am better than the other person. I am more knowledgeable than the other one. This is where the difficulty. This is what Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala do. He's catching hold of the root of pride. That you hold in contempt. You look down with disgust. You look down with evilness. You look down with pride. That is pride. Then you look down upon another human being. And whereas he says that the smallest amongst the Muslim, he is great near Allah Ta'ala. Because when you look down upon a person, you are looking down upon a makhluk of Allah, creation of Allah. You're looking down upon what Allah has given the next person. And when you're looking down upon what Allah has given the next person, you are actually questioning the greatness of Allah, the rububiyat of Allah. You are questioning the rububiyat because Allah is Rabb. Allah is the creator, nourisher, provider, sustainer, maintainer, and the one who destroys. So when you look down upon the quality in someone, you are looking down upon Allah Ta'ala's creation. And that is why the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so clear that when he addressed the Kaaba, and he said, if the Kaaba is destroyed on one side and the heart of a Muslim is being affected and broken, then the heart of a Muslim being broken is more serious. The meaning of this saying of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter what, the person is Muslim and the person has got Iman in the heart, therefore he deserves to be honored, he deserves to be respected. A Muslim is one having this great boon and favor of Iman in the heart. And because of having Iman in the heart, we cannot look down upon that person. We cannot look down having some quality which we have, which we think it is better than that person. Then also, there is the most important thing that let us say that because we are in the field of writing and translating, we look down upon some other translator or we look down upon some other writer saying, no, that we write better, we translate better. What is the most probability that although we may be translating better, and because we may be writing better, but the person who is in our mind, in our filthy, rotten mind, that we feel someone else is not doing a better job, that there's a high possibility and probability that the person whom you're looking down, his efforts are accepted. His sacrifices are accepted. His translation is accepted. And his work is accepted. And his diligent devotion is accepted. And the person who is proficient writer and is boasting about it, that is not accepted in the court of Allah. Then what? Like, for example, if a person says, you know, every Ramzan I go for Umrah, and you know, every month I go Umrah, and you know, every now and then I go Umrah, And you know, for the last 30 years, I'm going for Umrah every year, twice a year. And you start looking down upon those who are not so privileged for going for Umrah every year. Then consider this. Then that person who does not even go for Umrah, he went once for Umrah, went once and it was valid and accepted. And our going for Umrah for every year, every Ramzan, twice a year, if that is not valid and not accepted, then what? Person boasts, you know, I'm so charitable, I'm so generous, and you know, I contribute to that project and I contribute to this project, and you know, I contribute to my kith and kin, and then you know, I give overseas. And you know, my money is here and my money is there. Expressing openly his generosity and hospitality. And looking down, when you look down upon those who don't contribute and are not hospitable, who are not generous, that's where the problem starts. That's pride. And then, what about that person who contributes a little bit secretly? And that will be accepted in the eyes of Allah. This is what Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, that the Muslim is great near Allah ta'ala. Why? He is doing it for the pleasure of Allah. One person is acting and he is doing it, saying that I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah. But in his heart he has got this quality of superiority. He feels I'm very superior, that I am the one better, and khayrun minhu, that I'm better than the other. This is pride, that in whichever, whatever action, you can relate it to your daily life. One person, he cooks. The person cooks, and the others cook. He says, no, I'm better. And then look down, what those people know about cooking, what those people know about table arrangement, what those people know about flower arrangement, what those people know how to dress, what those people know how to talk, what those people know how to interact, what those people know how to socialize, what those people know how to keep their houses, what those people know about entertaining. So when you do something and then you hold in contempt the other, then you are looking for trouble. And that is the pride. That is the definition of pride which Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala wrote. That's why you find a lot of his statements that I wish I was a plant, then the animal would come and pick me and eat me, digest me and let me go. Why, they had absolutely no pride. Outstanding quality of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. They had no pride. That's why they're Jannatis. And they had, just like the Anbiya alayhi salam, willingness to serve in whichever, whatever capacity they were serving. They were not looking for position. When the letter came to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time he was commander-in-chief, and the letter came, now hand the commander-in-chief position over to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Immediately he did that. And then he, who was the commander, when he came down position, now he had to work and take instructions. That a minute ago he was commander, and now to whom he was giving instructions, he had to work under him. But still, no pride. That's why they were victorious. They were able to work under people, and they were able to take instructions, having no pride in their heart. That is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing simple activities. Sahaba were doing simple, mundane, daily activities. So if we develop these qualities, we also can become great in the eyes of Allah. As long as we are pleasing Allah, removing pride, Allah would give us peace, tranquility, felicity in all the worlds. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.